Sounds like a nice plan there from Nick Quinn at the tab. We've got a busy weekend of sport, and it's already unfolding in Adelaide for the Superloop 500, the kickoff to the supercar season. It's great to have Lee Holdsworth with us from Tickford Racing on the Breakfast Club on a Friday morning. Good morning, Lee.
Morning, guys. How are we?
We are terrific, mate. It's great to have you with us on the eve of another season. Are you excited? What's the build-up been like from Tickford Racing's perspective?
Oh, it's been flat out. You know, over the break, the guys have been flat out pulling the cars apart, making sure they're all freshened up for the new season and new colours. And for the number five car that I drive, we've got Truck Assist on board this year, so a new sponsor on board. But yeah, it's been all hands on deck to get the cars ready. We tested at Tail and Bend this week on Tuesday, and then one day off, and then we were at the track yesterday, out on track yesterday afternoon. So it's already started for us, and unfortunately, it didn't end at the end of, but it's not the way I wanted to start the season, that's for sure. We ended up in a bit of a crash at the end of practice one with Gary Jacobson, but the boys have fixed the car and we'll be back out today.
Not ideal first week in to have the incident in practice.
Not at all.
Not ideal. Can I ask you just on the car itself, the Mustang GT, which you're driving for Tickford Racing, it sort of took the whole field by storm last year, the Mustang, and Scotty McLaughlin obviously doing great things in his edition of that. Does it put pressure on you to try and find a way to match his speed because you've got the similar setup?
Yeah, look, every team's got their pros and cons, and obviously they've got a lot of pros, they seem to have a bit of an advantage over us last year and over the field. So, but in terms of the Mustang, yeah, the Ford Mustang has obviously been a great addition to the category. They came out firing last year. Towards the end of the year, they knocked us back a fair bit with aero and a couple of other things. So the Holden was pretty strong at the end of last year. So. But they did do a full re-evaluation on all the aero parity over the break, and we've come back with the category has got a lot less downforce this year. So it's going to be interesting, I think. We'll see with there's new shocks, new shock absorbers this year, so everyone's on like a set shock, whereas that was an open part of the series last year where you could spend a lot of money on development. So I think it'll be a great leveller. I think the start of this year you'll see different people at the front. You know, obviously you'll get your regulars still there, but you might see a few others bring a surprise.
So as a team leader, as you are of Tickford Racing, are you one that sort of gets all the mechanics together and says, right, we got to get better than what we're doing at the moment based on what Scott McLaughlin's doing? He's driving the same car as us. How can we get as fast as them? This can't be fair. Or is it something that the technicians are just as competitive as the drivers to make sure that you're finding the secret recipe that Scott seems to have?
Yeah, everyone's trying to catch Scotty at the moment. And it's a difficult task when you're up against such a great team. But yeah, like if we didn't think that we could catch him, we wouldn't be here. So we put our heads together over the break, and hopefully we've done a bit of development, which has hopefully made our cars a little bit quicker and a little bit better balanced. And you know, we're all working together. There's four drivers in our team, four engineers, and about 70 staff. So. Wow. Yeah, but fortunately, we've got a great group of people at Tickford Racing, and we're pushing in the right direction. So this is the big telltale, the start of the season. So we're out to for a good one, obviously, to kick off championship points.
I just want to take you back to the little crash that you spoke about. That was a backmarker, obviously. How do you control your anger within the first practice to just not lose it, really, against the other driver?
I lose it when it's intentional, which happened to me last year with another driver. So, and I was pretty angry at that. But yesterday, I think it was, Gary Jacobson, he's a good guy, and he's fairly fresh to the category, but inexperienced. And he was, he came over straight away after he got my way and apologised. And, he was pretty filthy with himself. So I didn't need to say too much to him. But,
Copped $1,000 fine too.
At that point. Yeah, exactly.
Did Gaz for his part in that. Yeah. He copped it on the chin's game. When you're in the wrong, you're in the wrong, and I'll cop his whack. So that's not a bad thing.
Respect to him for that, yeah.
Yeah. Just on the car and the team this year, top 10 last year, I think your 10th position in the championship. Do you set yourself goals in terms of where you want to fit at the end of the season? Footy teams say we want to make the 8 or we want to make the top 4. What does a racing team do?
Yeah, oh, look, you've got to be realistic, and I think the second half of last year was pretty strong for me. I probably for the second half of the season probably scored the sixth or seventh most points. So I would aim for that this year to finish in the top 6 or 7. And yeah, I think if I can do that, that'd be a pretty solid foundation to build on for next year.
And the Adelaide circuit itself to kick off, I mean, it's pretty demanding circuit. You're almost airborne after turn one when you take on the corner. I mean, what's it like to be so physically fit, or they're required to be so physically fit to kick off the season? Don't even get a chance to warm into it.
Yeah, it's hard because, you know, it's pretty much the hardest round of the year physically and mentally as well. So to have so much time out of the car makes it very difficult to bounce back and, you know, be in your best fitness form for the start of the season. And for me, I raced at the Bathurst 12-hour a few weeks ago, so that was a great conditioning run for me. It was very hot. It was 40 degrees each day. And I was expecting it to be, you know, around the same temperatures here, but I'm finding I'm needing a jumper each day, which is strange. it's probably the coolest temperatures we've had in Adelaide for the Superloop 500 for years and years and years. So I think that it's probably going to be a bit easier this year than what it has been in the past. But in saying that, with the changes they've made to the cars, I actually think that there'll be a fair bit of attrition and a fair few mistakes throughout the races. So it's still going to be tough. But yeah, very difficult to come into the season and be in the best physical form without having the in-car experience over the break.
Superloop 500 kicks off the supercar season this week in Adelaide. Lee Holdsworth with us from Tickford Racing.
So you see within football, basketball, golf, cricket, you see the mistakes that athletes and players make. You've got qualifying now over the next couple of days. What's the difference between that perfect lap and then finishing 10th or 12th on the grid in terms of, is it going wide into a corner? Is it braking too late? That costs you that 10th of a second and positions on the grid.
Yeah, it's a really difficult one. You know, you do, like you say, you know, with golf and with footy, you've got to be in the right mindset. And for us, before qualifying, I do a lot of visualization. So I run through the lap in my head. So I basically feel like, because sometimes with, you know, our last session was 2 hours ago, and then we go straight into qualifying, and you got to do one or two laps and do it at the absolute optimum. So if you visualize, it's like you've done a few laps already, and you know, you pick your braking markers out, your turn in points. You obviously got your warm up procedure with the tyres, because you need the green tyre to switch on. There's so many things to consider, but it's just absolutely full commitment. And if you're thinking of anything else, or you're not quite in the right frame of mind, then yeah, she's all out the door, because you know that tenth of a second can mean the difference between pole or sixth or seventh on the grid.
And before we let you go, Lee, we should ask you about the whole drama with Holden. I mean, you used to drive for Holden. You had your first win in Holden. Before crossing to Ford. What's your overall feeling about what's transpired?
It's hard to be shocked about it, because it's been coming for a long time. But in saying that, I think it's, you know, it's really sad to see such an iconic brand. Holden have been around for so long, and they've shaped the automotive industry. So to lose them in Australia and also in motorsport is sad, especially because I have had some success with them and drove for them for so long. But look, you know, I think that we will find another manufacturer to replace them. They're big shoes to fill, but I think that the sport's in good hands. And yeah, but it's just it's an unfortunate situation, and you know, we need to give our fans something to follow on the red side.
Well, if we can do that sooner rather than later through a supercar system, whatever it looks like. Just looking at, speaking of what it looks like, let's have a look at your car, the Track Assist Mustang. Is that gunmetal grey? Is it charcoal? What is that colour?
It's like a primer, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a little bit like a gunmetal grey, but it's matte. It's like a matte.
Yes, gray. That's so what it looks like.
It looks pretty clean, cool, actually. And then you've got the gloss Track Assist riding and the orange stripes down the side in gloss as well. So it's had great feedback, actually.
Well, it looks pretty slick. I reckon you'll be very much a standout on the grid, which I'm sure Track Assist will be pretty pleased about tomorrow to kick off the big weekend and a big year in the supercars. Lee, always great to chat. It's a great insight into your world, and we really appreciate the way you tell it. Thanks very much, and good luck on the weekend.
Thanks very much, guys.
Good stuff. Lee Holdsworth from Tickford Racing. Track Assist, Tickford Racing. It's a slick-looking unit. Matte grey, dark grey. With the gloss livery, as they call it these days in the motor car game.
Your passion for motorsport just shines through in these sort of situations.
I do like supercars.
You do.
I do like them.
I like them too. They're good.